So House Bill 3603 amends the derivative proceeding provisions in the TBOC governing for-profit corporations, LLCs, and limited partnerships. I want to thank Byron Egan and Frank Ruttenberg for the initial ideas and drafts of these limited partnership provisions in particular. And then also a special thanks to Harley Cohen at Gibson Dunn for several insightful subsequent drafts of these provisions. The provisions for limited partnerships are substantially revised. So if you've ever done a derivative action on behalf of a limited partnership, you need to start over and go back to these provisions now because they're completely different. They, however, do mirror what was in the corporate and LLC statutes previously. So one of the main reasons for these provisions, for these amendments, was to harmonize the derivative proceeding provisions across all three of the entities so that they read very similar. In that process, for limited partnerships, we've introduced the typical exception that was in the LLC and corporate statutes for entities having less than 35 owners. So if you have less than 35 limited partners, you are exempt from most of these restrictions for certain causes of action. This exception was narrowed for the corporate and limited liability company arenas. It was very broad exception previously. You could make any claim on behalf of the corporation or LLC if you had a very small number of owners. That those prior provisions allowed a small owner to make a claim on behalf of the entity on a loan transaction or a contract or any other transaction. So it seemed a little, from a policy standpoint, seemed a little odd that the very small minority owner could be bringing those kinds of derivative claims without these, the application and overlay of these restrictions. So the exception has now been narrowed across all three entity types for for-profit corporations, LLCs, and limited partnerships, and limited now to claims or actions against managers, directors, officers, or other members or shareholders of the entity or limited partners or general partners. So various conflict of interest, basically conflict of interest types of issues, the small minority owner can now can still bring those claims as a derivative proceeding directly. The expansion of definitions of limited partner and member to include assignees of partnership interests and membership interests is new. Some might view that as substantive, but I'm not sure. I think it's very substantive. The beneficial owners was a concept that was already in the LLC and corporate statute, and that had a broad application and allowed the indirect owners to make claims on behalf of the entities. The assignee has an economic interest to protect, and their filing of lawsuits on behalf of the entity should be subject to the same conditions and restrictions as a full voting limited partner or member. We've added new provisions to recognize what is common in the limited partnership and LLC arena of having multi-level governance structures. So, for instance, you might have a limited partnership with a single member LLC serving as the sole general partner, and that LLC may be owned by another LLC that's a single member LLC and so on, and then maybe you finally have it owned by a corporation with a board of directors. So the statute now says that when you're making a determination on behalf of a limited partnership or LLC, which has one of these multi-level structures, you go up the multi-level governance structure until you reach disinterested and independent individuals who are making the decisions for the bottom tier entity. And those disinterested and independent individuals can make the decision on behalf of the bottom tier entity as kind of indirect governing persons of that bottom tier limited partnership or LLC. We've also clarified the application of specified procedural requirements to foreign LLCs and corporations. This was a subject of a treatise article that explained how some of the provisions were confusing in the existing corporate statute. So we've tried to remove some of the confusion and some of the confusing references, and we've deferred to one section in the statute. Each of these statutes for the different entities has one section that kind of defines what provisions apply to foreign LLCs or foreign corporations. And in a lot of contexts, that those procedural rules, the procedural rules are governed by Texas law. The substantive rules will be governed by the law of the foreign jurisdiction, like Delaware or New York or wherever the entity may have been formed. And often these procedural rules have a great bearing on whether the derivative claim can be dismissed or not. So it's often a big fight in these cases when you're dealing with foreign entities as to what law applies, whether it's the Delaware, the foreign entity law, or whether it's Texas procedural law that applies.